Great to have your company. Head back to your calls shortly. Thanks for joining me on Dwayne's World. Brett Phillips about to join me as well, and he'll join you tonight on the first serve, thanks to the Green Life Group, your open space specialists at glgcorp.com. He joins me from Indian Wells, where there was going to be a tournament a few days ago, but there certainly was going to be one when he jumped on the plane, but when he arrived, it was cancelled. Brett Phillips joins me. Welcome to you, Brett. Great to have you on the program.
I'm going to get up and about for you, Dwayne, but I am feeling a touch flat, I've got to say, because I did find out the information when I was, when I landed, basically. I was in the air when it all unfolded, and yeah, really, really disappointing. In fact, I haven't quite made it to Indian Wells. I'm in Los Angeles at the moment, just contemplating what to do from here, because Miami is going to follow, and they've put out a statement today to say the tournament is status quo to go ahead at the moment. But I know that tonight, as we speak, and it's just gone 7:30 in the evening here in LA, that there's player council meetings going on both sides to work out what happens with the tour, with Miami, with future events. And I'm going to just sit tight maybe for a couple of days and see what unfolds, because it's a huge month, the biggest month outside of the four Grand Slams, and they're really disappointing for everyone concerned.
Given that you're in LA, I was there, well, it was a good month ago now at the Los Angeles airport. And the interesting part, walking through the streets of Melbourne, is you can walk through the streets of Melbourne for an hour and a half and not even think of coronavirus. And then you see someone with a mask and it reminds you about it. But in the US, especially at LA airport, every second person is wearing one, in essence. So you kind of get reminded about it all the time. What's the feeling like over there, Brett?
Yeah, I did notice that, Dwayne. Absolutely. I was stuck at LA airport for a good 3 or 4 hours today. And you certainly noticed that. I mean, look, some people have thought maybe it's a little bit of an overreaction to one case, which is in the Coachella Valley around Indian Wells. And then, obviously, just reading all the players, social media today, all the feedback. I mean, obviously, the health and safety has to be taken into account, and they can't criticise the organisers. The timing's not great. They made the call, Sunday night prior to Monday qualifying. So I just want to give you one example, Dwayne. There's a guy, and this sort of affects maybe the players down the pecking order of the tour. So Mitchell Krueger, who's an American, he's 194 in the world. He played in the lead-up event, the Challenger, last week, and did okay. Got a wild card. So he earns a spot in the main draw, which would have given him a minimum $18,000 in his pocket for making the main draw. So think of a guy, 194, he's not earning great prize money on the tour. This is a nice little injection of cash that just sets him on his way for a few weeks. So what they've got to try and do now, and this is unprecedented really, the ATP and the WTA, to try and work out how this affects rankings, points, the prize money distribution that they're going to try and sort out. So for those, down the pecking order, it makes it really tough. I mean, there's been a lot of challenger events that have been cancelled in Asia, where they're effectively not going to play for the next 2 months, which just takes away the opportunity for these men and women to earn money and try and climb the tennis ladder. So, yeah, the ramifications could be huge, Dwayne. It's a tough one for tennis and, obviously for the world and for sport at the moment.
Yeah, well, we know what's happening in Italy, and we know what's happening with a lot of team sport, because the governing body makes the decision and the team says we are or we aren't playing, or we're playing in a empty stadium or we're not. This is an individual sport, tennis, which changes the parameter a bit, Brett. What if, Federer and Nadal and all the big guns who don't necessarily need the money decide we're not coming to a tournament? Does that tournament still take place?
Well, probably likely not. I mean, the players are going to have a fair say here. And the option that Indian Wells had was to play without spectators. Now, they rejected that straight away. They just didn't want that to happen. This is an event that attracts over 500,000 fans, not only from the Indian Wells Coachella Valley region. They come from all parts. It's a real destination event that tennis fans have put on their agenda. Miami has said today that they would be open to the possibility of playing in front of no fans, but it's also all the staff that are involved in these events, all the volunteers and tournament staff, which is numerous, going into the hundreds, that are being affected as well. So I think they have to sort of make the call, but it's a really, really tough one, no doubt. There were so many people on site already here and ready to go, and having to adjust plans, but you know, obviously they understand the bigger picture of it all.
So does prize money stay the same? That's what I'm thinking. If Federer and Nadal and the big guns say, well, we're not coming, and the tournament still takes place, I presume some of the lower-ranked players are going to get a chance to win himself a half a mil here and there.
Well, possibly. This is what they've got to work out. I mean, it's a tough one for the WTA and the ATP. And the way the tours are structured, they have a player council set up. They have, obviously, tournament representatives. Dwayne, just 1 second. I've just got some beautiful food ordered. Okay. Thank you very much,
nice
sir.
Nice work.
Just so I've got to just got to eat, Dwayne. So I'll just get that sorted. Thank
you. What'd you get?
I've got the nice roast chicken tonight and some vegetables, which I needed. So it's been.
You're not too afraid to walk the streets, the cafes at the moment. You're just Uber eating from your room.
I'm out near the airport, Dwayne, so not too much around. As I've just sort of bunkered down for at least tonight, and I'll sort out what happens tomorrow onwards. But yeah, there's a lot to sort out. Certainly, I think the great part about the player council, which is quite unique in the governance structure of tennis, is that those established players, those big names that you mentioned, have a fair say in what the prize money distribution looks like. And there's more chances now to earn money in tennis because of those top players and the influence they've had. You know, they've really said to the tournament, let's up the ante here and make the Challenger Tour more lucrative, make qualifying more lucrative. So no doubt a lot of heads will get together and try and work out how do we make this fair, but it's unprecedented. It's not a great situation to try and work through, but wise heads will no doubt get together and try and sort through what is just a really tough situation.
All right, so the last question, as an independent journalist waiting to see where the next turn is, what do you do? Sit in your hotel room, wait for a text to say, yeah, we're off to Miami, and then you book your flight? What do you do?
Yeah, it's a really tough one, I feel, for a lot of the broadcasters. I had to cancel accommodation today. Luckily, that's all been sorted in the hire car and everything else, but I've booked accommodation in Miami, and we'll just wait for a couple of days. I noticed the Lakers are playing tomorrow night, Dwayne, so I might see if I could sneak a ticket into the Staples and have a look at the Lakers and maybe stay here for a couple of days and then make a call. I would think Miami's not going to leave it to the last minute. They're going to have to probably make some sort of call in the next 48 hours or something. They've already cancelled a music festival in Miami, which is right about the same time as the Miami Open. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait and see. But yeah, just to correct from the start, the first serve, we actually went to air last night on SCN. So you can go back and listen to the podcast today. We had some great chats, Craig Tiley, about the Tennis Australia National Academy restructure, which is causing a few rumbles around the tennis fraternity. And Grothy and I do a full recap of Australia's Davis Cup win, which was on the back of one man, really, Johnny Millman, who was outstanding on the weekend.
Yeah, great stuff, Brett. I should have known that. Of course, it's Tuesday, not Monday. Great to have you on the program, and I'll let you. I don't want your food to get cold, so I better let you go.
Good on you, Dwayne. Talk soon.
Brett Phillips about to chow down at the Green Life Group. You can catch him on the first serve every week. Download the podcast. Thanks to the Green Life Group, your open space specialists at glgcorp.com.